And this is the mountain, the only mountain to my knowledge, which was taken up in the hand of God and lifted. Therefore, taking his shelter offers the supreme shelter to the living entities of this world. On an online retreat, we seek shelter at Giriraj through hearing about him and remembering him. A very good precedent of this is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose disappearance festival we are observing today. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his main temple and ashram, his mat, in Mayapur, and he made sure to install Radhakund there, I believe also Syamakund, and he gathered a good size hill, the Govardhan, there in Mayapur, and made arrangements that pilgrims could circumambulate him. Circumambulate him and also learn this mantra which we have chanted: Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dhaine. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur put that semblance of a mountain everywhere. In Mayapur, and circumambulated it. Devotees from all over the world worship Giriraj as his Shila at their home place. And devotees now at the online Govardhan retreat think of their relationship to Giriraj from wherever they are. America, India, I think also China. I'm very pleased that the attendance already supersedes or is greater in this online retreat than actually in the physical retreat which we have given near Jatipur. The main way in which we worship Giriraj here is through listening to his katha. This will be the last point. You can actually be experiencing the tremendous benefits of this most sacred of all mountains, this mountain which gives the greatest amount of shelter by simply listening with your mind open and your heart open to the narrations that have already gone on. Madhavananda started, and tomorrow very punctually we will start the beggar's precious gifts. Oh, very good. And then there will be two other kathas, one by Jagatarini Mataji, who will tell in her unimitable way how the trees tell stories, the trees of Vrindavan. But listening here is very much highlighted in the Bhagavatam. Who in human society can be satisfied without hearing sufficient talk of the Lord, whose lotus feet are the sum total of all places of pilgrimage, and who is worshipped by the great sages and the devotees? Kas tripnuyat tirthapato bidhanat? Who can be satisfied without hearing sufficient talk of the Lord? Such topics, see what they can do for you. Such topics can cut off one's bondage to material affection simply by entering the holes of one's ear. Prabhupada here says something amazing. He says, Krishna Katha is the only remedy for all people of the world, because it can situate one in pure consciousness of the self and liberate one from material bondage. This text you can find as a verse in Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text 11. It is amazing that this katha has this amazing power, especially if hearing is connected with the sacred place. No? Therefore, the scriptures always say we should do our hearing in Vrindavan, either physically or, as we do now, mentally. I really wish that you can inform your friends of this unique opportunity. Please make some time to be present for all the various katas which have been arranged, so that even the American people, without having to be there at an inhuman time, they can see it. It will be time delayed. It will be broadcasted to them. So everyone, either Europe, Asia, or America, can take part in this wonderful service. Really, any good program, spiritual program, starts with building it a determination, a desire, and some practical steps how to make this possible. And I request you really now or a little later to really make this determination. You can say, I wanted to be physically there this year, but it was not possible. Therefore, let me take full advantage of the upcoming presentations. At this time, in Vrindavan, we would all be in the pandal. We would feel Giriraj's presence. Well, we would sit, Bhurijan Prabhu and myself would be at the stage, and Giriraj would be on this side. For you, you would sit facing the stage, and Giriraj would be on your left side. But we would feel him somehow, even in the darkness, touching us. And when we would leave the big tent, we would go past a beautiful Giriraj Shila. Some of you will have recognized that Shila in the last presentation by Prashanta, you know, and he had at various times a ladu, a burfi, even a date with marzipan inside in his mouth. So yes, that would be the situation. And we would not dare to end the retreat without Bhurijan Prabhu, who would encourage us to chant. I hope you are, yes, he is there. This time Bhurijan Prabhu has become 1 year older, so we will hear his 1 year younger self, I believe. But you better introduce what you are going to do. Please, yes. Bhurijan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you for your emphasis on hearing and focusing on the opportunity we have and letting others know as well. But the day is coming to its end, and especially in in New Zealand, it's like 2 a.m. or something like that. In Melbourne, it's 12 p.m, and in Perth, it's coming close to 9 p.m. And what I would like everyone to do is, because we've had a relatively intense first day in one sense of our retreat, so everyone take a moment and actually just close your eyes and place yourself in your mind in front of Guruji. And then find yourself a tree in front of Guruji. But don't crowd the same tree. But find yourself a lonely place with Guruji in front of you and a tree. And then very, very, very simply fold your hands and get as close to the dust of Vrindavan as you practically can. And then open up your heart right now. But no need to tell Guruji all the difficulties, but rather just make your deepest and sincerest prayer to Guruji. Why don't you do that right now? We'll just take a minute for that. But make it really deep and sincere, or as deeply as you can, and as sincerely as you can. The real secret desires in your heart on the deepest level. And say them with some feeling and sincerity. And then offer some prayers for others. And Guruji's soft heart will melt your soft heart. Okay, please open your eyes. And what we're going to do now is something quite radical. Usually what we do as one of the, after the last closing advice is given by Maharaj, Maharaj invites me to stand up in front of everyone and say, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. And we will do that now. And what I would like everyone to do is stand up and put your hands in the air. We won't see you in the camera, but this is what I want you to do also. And I'm not going to be able to say it loudly. And depending upon where you are, you can say it as loudly as you practically can. If you happen to be in China, I wouldn't advise you to to say it too loud, because some of your neighbors may not deeply understand. So please keep in mind the practical circumstances that you find yourself in. I shall also adjust my camera here. While keeping in your mind the practical circumstances you find yourself in, but really put your heart into chanting. Now, it feels like home. Okay. Prashanta?